Hello, Morongo Basin and listeners around the world, online at z1077fm.com. This is your Z1077 local news for Sunday, April 28th, 2024. On the heels of the success of the Morongo Valley Music Fest for the last 2 years, JT City Limits and the Morongo Valley Youth Softball League present Morongo Days, a free music festival featuring over 25 live music acts, vendors, food trucks, 21 and over libations, and more. One of the highlights of the festival's stacked bill includes desert legend Sean Wheeler. Reporter Gabriel Hart sat down with him and joins us with this story.
Fronting bands like Throw Rag, Sean and Xander, The Reluctant Messengers, and countless projects for the last 40 years, Sean Wheeler's deep baritone often swirls into coyote-esque yelps, grounded by an often-described shamanistic stage presence that appears possessed, steeped in otherworldly waters deep enough to avoid anything close to contrived, now with a new focus on poetics that seems a focused reinvention of the desert veteran. Wheeler explains the whole desert legend moniker.
They're like, desert legend, rad, I'm gonna use that, you should use it. Even though you never heard of it, you're like, yeah, I think I've heard of it because it sounds like you should have. Everyone's a legend here. As soon as you feel legendary, then you can be a desert legend.
But whether or not it's tongue-in-cheek, Sean's desert legend moniker has substantial roots that go all the way back to the 1800s. After his great-grandparents met in San Jacinto at a barn dance in 1903, where Wheeler's great-great-uncle Milt entertained as the one-man band, Rose and Oliver McKinney would eventually move to Morongo Valley in 1911 with a well-digging machine, earning a living by digging up water for the area's first homesteaders like themselves. I was speaking to Sean at that very homestead that he's been fixing up and rehearsing in for the past year, where he continued speaking to the depths of his family's local history, which led the McKinneys down the hill in 1916.
They went to Palm Springs and kept knocking babies out. So my great-uncle Ted McKinney was the first non-native born child, and my grandma was the first non-native white girl born after him.
In Palm Springs.
There was another white family that was, no, we were first. And then my grandma's like, pulled the things and, yeah, but you weren't because you left because there was no hospital in Palm Springs. So you went to fucking Banning or whatever. So you were brought here. I was born on Ramon, an Indian, in a tent or whatever.
Wow.
Wheeler was a pioneer himself in the early 80s, when being a teenager in the desert wasn't at all how it is now, especially for one just discovering punk rock, far removed from the action in Los Angeles.
We were punk kids in 81, 82. Most of the first punk parties in the desert were my garage at my mom's house, but then they started doing the generator parties and all that.
For his set at the upcoming Morongo Days Festival, Wheeler is reuniting with Billy Pittman, his guitar player from their gospel blues project, The Reluctant Messengers, rounded out by the rhythm section of Los Pachotones, who will also be performing. I asked Wheeler what makes Morongo Valley unique compared to the rest of the basin, and how Morongo Days is turning into a true community event.
What makes Morongo Valley rad is, depending on who you talk to, it's the first city in the high desert or the last city. I'll tell you what, when I played Morongo Days they did last year, dude, I was shocked. The community was it was jamming down there. I was like, what the hell? You couldn't get parking. Everybody turned out.
Reporting for Z1077, this is Gabriel Hart.
You can find more on this story on our website, z1077fm.com. Reporting for Z1077 News, I'm Robert Hayden.